MGK was done. G-Eazy, and that's why MGK mad at G-Eazy, because G-Eazy came in and took his lane. He was like, yo, man, what are you doing? And G-Eazy was like, yo, Eminem blackballed you. So, all right, somebody got to feel that white boy.
Bars. Right. That was probably, that bar was better than anything on that fucking song.
But Joe, like, he gave him all the praise and this, that, and other. But then he just went in. And that's who was like, I'm better than you.
That a hip hop album review, Eminem Kamikaze. Man, look, I was riding around, me and the wife, and I was playing this song. She's like, God damn, Eminem's killing this shit. And I said, yeah, man, this motherfucker seemed like he addressing every fucking thing we said on this revival shit. So if you haven't checked that out, check out what we said. And just let us know, you know what I'm saying? Is M watching? Did he watch us?
I don't know, man. Like when I got on Twitter the day the album dropped, there was a lot of people, you know, hitting us up saying that he did, but
you just never know. You never know.
He was attacking a lot of Joe Budden and academics.
He watched somebody.
Yeah.
Because he said that shit about you skim through the music to give shit reviews, to get clicks or some shit.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that clicks mean he's he's either watching or he's reading somebody's shit. Yeah. But it's just funny that a lot of the shit that was in that review, it was like foreshadowing for this. Because I forget what it was, but it was something that you said, but I forgot what it was now. But it was something about he can't let that album be his last album.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough,
that way.
And then there was also the comment about Dre. Like, Dre wasn't there. We're like, oh, we're making jokes. Yeah, Dre wasn't there. Dre wouldn't let that happen.
And, he said that if you want a porterhouse, you know what I'm saying, go listen to Revival. Y'all acting like I was giving y'all sliders. I'm like,
he did a shit sandwich slider.
He did.
He needs to stop lying.
Yes.
This is the porterhouse. This is the T-bone steak, medium well. You know what I'm saying? No A1 sauce needed. You know what I'm saying? This shit was, it was just on point. And I feel that at this point in Eminem's career, this should be the standard, right? Like, isn't this what he's supposed to be giving? I'm not saying it's perfect.
No, I know.
Yeah, but if he drops this,
because he still slid some of those other songs in that Stepping Stones. Yep.
Stepping Stones was pretty good.
That wasn't the one.
No, Stepping Stones was good. You're talking about the last three, maybe. The good guy, good guy, nice guy, and I don't know what the fuck that was from.
That was a bonus track.
I know it was not. It was on the album.
He should have just said bonus track.
He should have.
But the point is that he did slide some of those type of
normal
sounds and those
normal,
songs.
I think you're talking about Normal. That's another one.
Yeah. Normal was bad until the beat switch.
Yeah.
Then it got kind of funny.
Yeah.
The whole Milo part, threw it out the window, him in the head with the demo. Like, that shit was funny, but I can see that being a skipper.
Even though he did slide some of these joints in, you know, I just think that's where Eminem overall is as an artist.
But they're somewhat forgivable because of everything else that's wrapped around.
Yeah. Like, you can give the pass when you give us the dope shit.
Right.
And that's what he did. And to me, this is the least that Eminem can give us.
Yes.
Every time, bro. Yes. Like you dope as fuck, man. Like, don't make motherfuckers think that you don't have it no more. Like, you over the hill. Because Revival sounded like you was over the hill. And even Mike, you was questioning, like, does he even still have it? You didn't even know.
He addressed that on
the album. He said that on the
album too.
Yeah.
Wasn't it interesting how, like the whole little Yachty diss, it almost sounds like how you feel about Yachty, right? Like, where you understand why people like him, but it's not for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
You think Eminem sitting in the house listening to I don't think so. Unless Alchemist went to him and said, like,
dude, this is what people are feeling.
Listen to what people are actually saying about your shit.
That and Royce watches our reviews.
Yes. Well, we all know that Royce watches all of them.
But he has, though.
But at least, you know, Eminem Jones probably did.
Right. That's all.
I don't know that he watches. I don't know about that. Yeah. I think Royce is probably too busy.
Stay home.
I didn't even think about Alchemist. I thought about Royce. I was like, Royce may have watched it and be like, yo, bro, you need, you need to look at this. You know, but then again, he did say Royce said, take the high road. So maybe, I don't know, man. We don't know, but
he said that too. And I also just saw the video for Fall. Was it Fall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Royce was like, I don't know why I keep looking at this shit. Like, he was talking about the rumors and shit. Like he's kept.
Oh, he was saying he don't know why.
Yeah.
Why Eminem keep looking at
that? Yeah.
Even though M knows that he put out a whack album, it hurts that people are saying it.
Yeah. Do you think so? That's what I was kind of confused on. Does he think he put out a whack album or does he not?
He
because it was kind of.
He goes back and forth.
Yeah, he goes back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a lot of stuff on the album, like y'all, it went over y'all heads.
It slept on it.
Yep, stuff. And then on another song, he said I took an L. Right.
So that's like what
you talking about lines going over your head, then you talking about something you took an L.
Then on that video, he stepped on the Revival CD.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
he knows. It's not very good. It's typical, like big budget M. It has nothing to do with really with the song. I was with you. I was like, all right, are you admitting it finally?
Right.
Or are you not? Like, that was the one gripe. I know we haven't really talked about the album like that.
Right.
That was the one gripe I did have with this, is he almost sounds like a little baby throwing a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't blame us because your album sucks.
Yep.
It's not our fault your album sucks.
Right.
You should be thanking us for being honest.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, when I put it on, you know, and heard the ringer, I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he was aggressive. He was rapping his ass off. He was mad. Yeah, he went in. Yeah, he went in.
What better way to open up an album, especially coming off of Revival? I think that's the best way. I think coming off that album is the only way he could have opened up this album. Like you couldn't come in with no sing songy type. Nah, hell no. And you had to get people's attention just like that. He did that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was funny too because it was like I was literally in Detroit when I saw that the album had released, and when I saw the cover, I was like, okay, this is. In my mind, I'm like, this is him making up from Revival because I was thinking about all of us dogging it, and I was like, oh shit, Kamikaze. This was even before I even looked at social media. I'm like, okay, I have a feeling this is about to be a makeup. And in the first track, I was like, yep, he about to go in. Then the greatest.
Yep.
Joyner Lucas, the joint he did with Joyner Lucas.
Lucky you.
And, yes, and with Royce, he spazzed out on those joints.
Yep.
Man,
not alike.
Royce was so laid back, nasty too.
I was like,
and then just M came. That was so perfect,
when
man.
They used to fight nickel, now they're doing Bitcoin.
Oh,
I heard that in the car, and I was like, I said to myself, God,
damn.
Royce is so nice.
It was on some bad meets evil shit. Yes, I was like, man.
Three different flows on that song, man. Oh, it was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And all of that aimed at MGK.
Yep.
You know who you are, Kelly. I think this one's gonna have more lines going over people's heads because I don't keep up with MGK. And I didn't know what he did to piss him off.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
I know now. I had to go look. No, you're good. I'm just saying I didn't know at the time.
Okay.
But then when you know, it makes those lines so much deeper.
Yes, R. Kelly.
I didn't even get it. I was like, God,
that hidden shit under there. I was like, damn. It's like, really?
I actually just found out about that today, riding up to do this review.
Oh,
what MGK has
about MGK? Oh, okay. Yeah. Like driving in, I was like, oh, okay. So, but when I heard the line, it didn't hit. I was like, why is he using R. Kelly?
I still don't know why he's using R. Kelly.
He said some shit about Eminem's 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he was like, Haley was hot at the time. You got to remember that 6 years ago.
She was hot as fuck.
Right.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck. Hey, I didn't want to go that far. But that's what he said.
Oh, it's a quote.
Right.
What he said, and then you got to figure that was 6 years ago, and MGK wasn't young then. He was in his 20s.
Well, he was 21. She was 16. It's not really that, in my opinion. It's not that egregious, but it's still... I mean, it sounds like some shit M would have said.
Right.
That's why I thought it was corny that he was getting so angry about it.
True.
It still makes for a good versus.
It may be corny, but that's just the protector of the dad.
Of course, that's the dad.
And to him, he's not looking at the age gap. He's just like, yo, that's my 16-year-old daughter.
Right. My daughter's 16.
Back. He's done that, though. Like,
I'm
like my daughter's 16.
It's different, though, when it's short.
I feel like that's against the rap handbook.
He's done that to other dads before for him to have that type of response, but he's not thinking about that. Now it's on him.
Right.
Now it's like, now you know how it feels.
So how you feel about M getting MGK blackballed at Shade 4-5?
It's corny.
It's corny.
I know we'll get into that, but it's corny. The bars were dope. Like, fuck, I wish I could remember. There was something like you don't need to get Tech N9ne to throw submachine gun. I was like,
he was his whole name as a
rapper. Yes!
But yeah, he had a lot of dope skin. And I like
I thought Stepping Stones was pretty good. Like, I mean, besides the hook, I thought the song around that song was amazing. I thought it was pretty dope how he kind of touched
on. Yeah, that's the D12 shit, right?
Yeah, D12 shit. Because, yeah, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people was always kind of like, well, I ain't going to say a lot of people. People was like, whatever happened to D12. And in my opinion, I was like, well, really, I think it was really the emergence of 50 Cent, because it was like right when D12 got on the scene, started D12, popping.
Okay, go
ahead. And then, you know, it was just like, then 50 Cent came, and it was just like, everything was on 50 Cent. And then...
It was. I don't know the full story,
and I do think a lot of it, with Proof, you know, passing away, that definitely hurt the group, because that's when...
That Purple Pills joint, that shit was that, everywhere.
Their first two albums was were hit. Huge.
It yep. was hitting.
And then they tried to do something without him, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember if it was a mixtape or an album.
It was like a mixtape.
And it was still cool, but it was like nobody really cared.
They tried to prove it. They tried to prove they can do it without him. Yep.
But it didn't really sound like that much of an... I mean, it sounded like an apology, but not a real one.
It felt weird. Like, you know, he's...
Yeah.
He's saying, oh...
It was an awkward goodbye. Like, you know what I mean? It was like... It was a little... I mean, I understand where he was going with it. It seemed a little awkward. It was an awkward goodbye. Like, you know, I mean, you know, I still got love for him, but no, it's no more D12.
Yeah, it's like, my bad. But why wait? Right, it's 2018. Right. Like, we fucking know there's no more D12.
It's been over 15 years.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know
This hurt my heart. I promise you. I still hoped.
Well, Eminem said no.
I know. He said, fuck it. It's done.
He
said, Eminem is over. And I was like, fuck, man. That really.
Nope.
That hurt, man. That hurt because I loved those albums. But
did you guys like Fallen? Is that the one with
that's when we addressed Joe Budden?
That yeah.
Fall.
Oh yeah, Fall. Yeah, that's it.
Y'all like the title track, Kamikaze?
Yeah,
it was cool. Right. I like the B switch. I think when the B switch, I was like, holy shit! Like a lot of these B switches for me, y'all know. Sometimes I think, who was that Rassy album? I think he was like, yeah, the B switch. It kind of messed it up, but I think for this album, the B switch kind of enhanced that tracks. Sometimes,
yeah, because I didn't like the initial beat.
Yeah, so when the beat switched, I was like, oh, and then he started fucking spazzing. I was like, okay, yeah. Like, whenever the beat switch on the joints, he just matched the energy of that
beat
switch.
Has he really done that before? I know he did that a couple of times.
Not like that. Even on this like earlier classic stuff, you know, he didn't do beat switches like that.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I thought
this was a different approach for him.
Yeah, he got a little so. And again, you know, getting creative, trying something different. I even think it sounded like to me he was rapping over different types of hip hop beats than he's done in the past, outside of the poppy shit.
Right.
So it was him experimenting and rapping. So maybe he's found something, you know, to hang his hat on and be like, okay, I can go to this and pull this out. So maybe this will be the template. People.
And crazy.
I don't think Eminem needs a template though. Like, Eminem is literally a rap god. This man can rap over
that's
anything.
His problem.
But his problem was trying to fit the poppy template. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a hip hop template
because
and a poppy template.
Because he thinks he's the rap god and he can do whatever.
Exactly.
But you...
Yes. Mm. Ken's right. And then you saying, well, he's literally the rap god.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this motherfucker, M.
No, don't listen to him. No, rap god. Stay hip hop. Not pop god. I didn't call him a pop god. Stay with the hip hop shit, man. There's a lot of subgenres.
Like the ringers.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of subgenres of hip hop. There's a whole bunch of different sounds in hip hop that he doesn't have to touch that pop shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Like, the motherfucker still got the skill.
So you feel like he shouldn't have to make an album like this to prove that he's
yes,
that dude. 1,000%. That's what you're saying.
This should be the standard of Eminem albums from this point in his career.
Yeah, he should not do anything worse than this.
Exactly. Yeah. It should be this. Yeah. Like to me, look, and I don't know if maybe I'm giving him too much credit. This doesn't sound like it was too hard for him.
No.
Right?
And this, I didn't overthink it this time. That's what he said.
Yeah, he did.
And it's also going back to M's roots, right? Like, M came up. The reason why I know I like them, he used to call out everybody. Pop
and he's doing it again.
And he's doing it again. And then he's not only just calling out pop singers like Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera like back in the day. Yeah. He's calling out motherfuckers that can actually rap like Tyler the Creator. He said, "Go get Earl Sweat, whatever."
Yeah,
I'm like.
I guess I mean Tyler pissed him off, so he said fuck your whole crew. Tyler said his album was ass.
Yep.
And he said Walk on Water was trash, which it was.
Yep.
But I guess he
made a good album. Too,
yep.
To back it up.
But you know what? If this stirs the pot in hip hop, right? Like kind of how Kendrick when he called out all those names on Control. Like I don't know if everybody's gonna come out and say something to M. But I would love if they did.
But he's only picking on people that can't really fuck with him besides Budden. Budden is the only one he fucked with that can actually fuck with him back. MGK ain't got shit for him. Drake ain't got shit for him.
We'll get into that. Let me bring this back
around. And y'all noticed the Drake shots. Yeah.
I did.
Talking about views and a whole bunch of shit. He said, I don't need a phone to do it, and Kamikaze.
Yeah. Phone to do it, writing.
Yep. I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
And he was like, if somebody, he's like, if somebody else writes it, I won't say it.
Yep.
It was a whole bunch of shit. I forget what that, the line in Fall was hard as fuck. I can't remember exactly what he said, though. It was something like, I can't believe you're writers because I don't believe in ghosts. Something like that.
No, I know he said that, but I didn't take
that's
it.
About Drake.
It was either
that's about Drake.
Paul said that they were not dissing Drake.
Paul is a manager. He's scared. He does not want to fuck up the money.
What would be the point though to come at Drake?
No, I'm just thinking like you.
What do you mean?
Why not? Drake, it's just rap thing.
Drake is the poster boy of hip hop, right? Like Drake is the biggest entity in hip hop.
Okay.
So now you got M,
who always takes shots
and popularity.
Who is he gonna take shots at? You gotta take shots at the person that's quote unquote on the top.
That's why is Paul mad? Because Eminem has the audience that I think could go against Drake. What did you guys think about him talking about the clones? Logic.
He wasn't calling them clones.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was inspired the Hopsons, the Logics.
I don't know why you're bragging about that. I mean,
come on, man. Logic. Like, wait, man. Come on. Why are we acting like Logic doesn't have talent, though?
I'm not even saying that Logic doesn't have talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying in the hip hop arena that M is in, why brag about Hopson? Logic or Cole, really? Like, why are you even?
Because they have garnered a following. I don't know about Hobson's like more of a cult following, but Logic has garnered a pretty good amount of success. Go ahead.
Isn't quite in that rap circle?
No, like, not
what do you mean? What rap circle?
The right. Elite.
Yeah, hip hop.
He's still outside looking
in. He's like
on 285.
He has his own. He's still on 285. Type of following.
He does.
That's not outside of hip hop. He just does hip hop. I know it sounds weird. It probably don't make any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
When you think about hip hop, Logic's name's probably not gonna come up.
Hopson's Logic's garnered some
people. Cole's name will come up.
Yeah.
But
with elite lyricists, Logic's name is not coming into the conversation. I don't think.
He's been rapping next to Killer Mike. He's been rapping next to Eminem.
If we're talking all time, no. If we're talking newer cats,
sure.
Possibly.
Sure.
And it depends who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You ask somebody 16 to 22, they'll probably mention them. You ask dudes 30 plus, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
The 23 to 29, depends. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think he's still outside looking in. Cole on a whole different level.
Right.
Cole, he got that following. Yeah. He don't need a radio song. He still goes platinum. That's different. Hobson, like you said, man, that's
Hobson Cole.
Yeah. So is this album doing well?
I'm
not sure because I can only judge by Twitter. You know how Twitter goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
you mean like sales wise?
No. I don't mean I don't care about sales. I'm talking about like
exactly people feeling it.
Yeah, because it's like the people according to Twitter, they're still shitting on it, and I'm like,
how?
What? I don't know. I feel like
calling it whack?
Fantano gave it a like for. I will say that.
Maybe Fantano is in some weird way representing what you're seeing on
He doesn't Twitter. Like it.
A four is
I'm
is
not surprised
low.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, he doesn't
I'm
like
I'm not surprised
it.
At all that he doesn't like it.
I am.
Really? Why?
Why wouldn't he? What's his criticism?
This isn't his thing.
I don't know. I have to ask him.
Because look, I feel like in 2018, Eminem is the whipping boy. Even when he does something good, he's still going to be the whipping boy. I feel like at this point, he's like the side chick. He's like the chick that you really don't want to admit that you're fucking with.
He's becoming Jay-Z? People jump on Jay-Z?
No, Jay-Z definitely not. No, people will still go hard for Jay-Z. And Jay-Z doesn't get nearly as much hate as Eminem does.
No, he don't.
If you're talking about people like Fantano, I don't know that Fantano ever really fucked with Eminem like that. I don't know for a fact. But when I listen to his reviews, he kind of gives me the impression that he was never really a big Eminem fan. And I would not expect him to like something like this. So I'm not surprised at all that he didn't like it.
Okay.
Even remotely. I would be more surprised if fucking Luke James didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more surprised if Grandad Wooly didn't like it. But I would bet money on the table that Fantano was not wowed by this. I don't think Fantano's wowed by Rappity Rap.
Okay.
I don't think typically Rappity Rap albums fare well with him.
He has some of the same criticism as you, saying like, sounds like he's being a baby about stuff.
He is, yeah. That is true.
So I don't think he liked that about it.
I'm with him on that.
Yeah.
I'm with him on that.
Yeah.
I know what yours is.
Favorite tracks, Lucky You, Not Alike. I like how he kind of played with how the how people do their hooks. You know, mm-hmm. he was kind of like, kind of joking. Yeah, like making, like making.
And then he put it in the flow with that mumble
so
shit.
So great, yeah. Yeah, 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 Not Alike was so, that was dope how he did that. The Ringer, and Stepping Stone, even though the hook was bad, but I still like it. I think writing, that was a great song. That was a great song writing wise.
For me, give me The Ringer, Greatest, Lucky You, and Not Alike.
The Ringer, Not Alike, Lucky You, Fall, and Greatest.
Ringer, Greatest, Lucky You, Not Alike, and I'm gonna say Fall.
Yo, Am, if you watch it, you probably watch it, motherfucker. All that shit you were saying in The Ringer. Yeah, man, look, I'm not a rapper. My special power is critiquing. This is my platform. And the critique I have for you is, this gotta be your standard, man. That revival shit, bruh, take the L. You slightly admitted to that shit. That's not what your fan base wants. I'm gonna just be honest with you. But this right here, Kamikaze, that's what people want. People want you going at other people in the same, in the same arena as you. You know what I'm saying? Even the newer up and coming artists, name names, exactly like you said, don't be on that subliminal shit. But this is what people want. This is what I want. This is what Dead End Hip Hop wanted.
M, if you're watching, this is the second time you've released a response album in response to your previous work. And I don't know, man, I think it's dangerous grounds. So I'm with FIFO. I think just kind of using this as like the standard of what you should put out from here on out, because you know it's just not a good look to put out an album, people don't like it, and then you put out another response album. Like, do what you do best, like from the jump, and then you don't have to do double work. Because right now you work,
you double time.
Yeah, you putting work in OT, man. Yeah, work smarter, not harder, bro. You know what the people like, man. You know what you can do, and just go do it.
Yeah, I mean, I echo both of them. And I think I said this earlier, this you shouldn't have to make albums like this to prove that you're one of the, you know, dopest lyricists in the game. You know, I think you shouldn't have to just make us realize that, oh, you can rap. Like, this should be, like people said, a standard. This should be like a standard album for you. And me personally, I think I still want you to, you have this man at your access, Alchemist. Rip over some Alchemist beats, man. I heard you over some Alchemist beats before, and this shit sounds dope. So please, if you do another album, or just do an EP with Alchemist or something, man. Like, give me some dirty shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me that grimy shit, because I know you can rip those type of beats. That's what I want to hear, me personally.
Yeah. I mean, I echo everything that they just said. I don't think that it should take you putting out a shitty album and having everyone tell you that it's shitty for you to get this angry and put out something good. I definitely agree with FIFO that this should be your standard. You should not put out anything worse than this, and if you write something that's worse than this, just don't release it. Maybe you should go back to that old M that used to take people saying fucked up shit about you and actually flip it and understand that it's criticism and make better albums. But this whole, like, woe is me, this whack shit went over your head, cut that shit out, man. But just keep putting out stuff like this, because we all know how incredible of an MC you are. And I'm glad you proved me 100% wrong when I said that I didn't think you had it anymore. You fucking have it. If you can do it again, do it again. And keep coming at these motherfucking rappers next, man. Stop listening to these little bitch-ass motherfuckers that are crying about, be nice, Eminem, fuck that shit. You want to slay? You want to shady? You got him. I love that part.